What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about some of this gender nonsense that's been going on. And over in New Jersey, they have a policy where prisoners can select their prison based on what gender they imagine they are. Well, you probably can see where this is going. There was this inmate, biological male, said, "I'm a woman," was sent to a women's prison and managed to get two of the other real women prisoners pregnant. And they have finally said, well, okay, he may imagine he's a woman, but he's clearly functioning as a man, and they've moved him to a different facility. Him, her, it, whatever it's calling it. That's what it is. All this I identify as this or that. It's imagination. It's make-believe. You know, when you were a little kid, you know, I make-believe this and I make-believe that. But these are grown-ups. They should have outgrown. Let's pretend and make-believe. And unfortunately, if you're a liberal Democrat, you're still stuck in that childhood thing about the world is whatever you make believe it is here. All righty, over in Manchester University in England, they have started to impose woke language, and they're clamping down on so-called gendered words like brother, dad, and husband. You're not allowed to use those words because they are not inclusive. Okay, I mean, it really is ridiculous. It is. Now, there was this teacher posted a video by Libs of TikTok and basically said that the entire classroom of students she was teaching changed their pronouns. And it's a fashion thing. The kids are being encouraged to do this. They're not really, you know, dealing with gender dysphoria. It's a fad. It's everything. And we're talking second graders here. And she went on out, the teacher went on out and said, this is just absolute nonsense. Actually, she used kind of stronger words. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we have Layla in Canada. Layla, welcome to the show. And before you start talking, I just wanted to let you know, I got some emails from people saying that you ought to write a book. With your scope of knowledge and history, that you really ought to think about doing a book.
You know what, Mike? I've heard that many times, but the problem is people don't read much anymore. And there are two reasons for writing a book. One is you want to make money. The other is you think your ideas are unique. None of my ideas are unique.
Okay.
Everything that I say is readily available in already available, and I got it from books. So I really have nothing new to say.
Well, that's called scholarship. That you know, I mean, that's called scholarship. I mean, you know, I'll be honest. If you wrote a book, I would buy it. Okay.
That's so sweet. That's a hell of a compliment.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you for that. I just wanted, first of all, I wanted to apologize to Joe from Tennessee. I took out on him my frustration over all the things that we have all allowed to happen. He disagreed with me, which was entirely within his rights, and I should have respected that and not named him as, I'm not taking back any of the things I said. I remember 2 years ago when I said that this is an invasion, it is not a migration, and we should all go there as human shields. We should all go down to the border. Unfortunately, we didn't. Joe is not to blame for that. And he evidently, from what he said when he called back, he's already suffered a lot because of what's happened. So, Joe, I hope you accept my apology. As for, and don't blame Tom from Florida. He was only agreeing with me. He wasn't attacking you. I think you mentioned his name when you called the second time. I'm entirely responsible for what I said and for naming you when I should not have, when my frustration is far beyond simply one person. Many of us have failed. Do you remember when there was actually a crime for people to desecrate human bodies? There was actually something called desecrating a human body.
Yeah.
And people would be punished for desecrating a dead body.
Yes.
Now we have people desecrating living bodies of children, and the ones who are doing the desecration are the ones who are supposed to be protecting us from that. That just, it's all of this, it's the topsy-turvy insanity that every once in a while something in my mind goes click, and I think, this can't be happening. This can't be real. Unfortunately, I this is not a nightmare that I'm not waking up from. I think it is real. And I think we all have to, as I said yesterday, we have to start planning. And again, I refer to what happened to the victims who, with good intentions in trying to restore some of the rights and be a role model for the rest of the world, the Freedom Convoy, Tamara Litch has been arrested again.
Yes.
For mischief. And I hope you will discuss it at one point, what they're doing to her. They're persecuting, not prosecuting, but persecuting her. And they're torturing her not nearly as badly as they did to Julian Assange. But she's now this tiny woman who only participated spontaneously after everyone else converged, and she just emerged as a good organizer, a good spokesperson of a part of the Freedom Convoy. And now they're after her as an example to prevent other people, to serve as a deterrent to other people.
Yes, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and that just, it just breaks my heart. Yesterday I just slipped when I realized that this was happening to her, and that had things been organized in advance, then they would not have found the most vulnerable person that they could. And that's one of the things. They didn't pick a big, strong man so that people would be less intimidated. They wanted to show that just because you're a tiny woman, don't think that you're going to be, you disagree with the powers in that hold the reins of torment. Do not think that you will escape our punishment. And we mustn't let that stop us. And in fact, if anything, it should spur us to action. We have got to start, as I said yesterday, I take nothing back. Anyone who dies trying to come here illegally is already a criminal, and they have written their own death sentence. I do not feel any regret about having said that. The legitimate people who built this country, the U.S. and Canada, and Canada is not immune from what happens in the U.S. because after those greedy thieves have taken whatever they can from the U.S., they come over to Canada, over that unofficial border line in Quebec, where the RCMP and the Canadian Border Services actually act as porters and help carry over their luggage and carry over their children when they say, oh, I'm afraid of Trump, or I'm afraid of the Americans. So they come over to Canada, which is presumably more humane. Not at all. What has happened in Canada just defies multiculturalism, for example, that started in 1938 in Canada. And so Canada infected the U.S. with the concept of multiculturalism and egalitarianism and all this stupid nonsense. Every society, in fact, every species, non-human as well, everybody has a hierarchy. People are not equal. They simply are not equal. And I'm not talking that differences are just racial. Even within groups, you will often find greater differences than you will find between one group or another group.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you know, Claire is obviously much more lovely than I am. And, you know, it's like I keep telling people, what the Founding Fathers meant when they wrote, all men are created equal, it was a refutation of the concept of a nobility or an upper class. And that was really what that statement was about. They weren't really out there saying that, you know, everybody's equal to everybody else. Common sense in your eyes tell you that's not true. It was to simply say, we are all born to the same level, and then, you know, you make the best you can of your life based on your abilities and learning and experience, but that there was no automatic upper class just by virtue of the family you were born into.
Exactly. What I think they were objecting to, the heritability of superior status, that
yes.
was wrong. You had to earn it on the basis of merit and integrity and service to the other good people within your community to support the good actions. And I guess that's all I have to say for today. So again, apologies to Joe, and thank you to everybody who was not offended by my outburst yesterday.
Thank you for the call. It was very gracious of you to apologize, and thank you for the call. And think about a book. Think about, seriously, I've gotten a few emails about that. Okay, we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. I called most of your show yesterday. Did you cover that plot to bribe Russian pilots to connect with their airplanes that was exposed, that was infiltrated and exposed by the FSB?
Okay, your connection is a little flaky, and I didn't get all of that. Would you put your mouth closer to the microphone and repeat?
Yeah, sure. If it's not a good connection this time, we'll go ahead and talk some other time. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're sounding a lot better. So what was your question?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did you cover that plot to bribe Russian pilots to connect with their airplanes?
Yes, we did. We covered that one.
Yeah, did you cover the fact that a media organization called Bellycat was involved?
Yeah, we did. We mentioned that.
It's just incredible to me, the level of corruption. You know, they're so corrupt, the West and their whole organization so corrupt, they think that everybody has a prize, they can just bribe you and you expect. You know.
Well, most people do have a price, you know, you know, this is not the first time this has been done. During the Korean War, the South Korea and the U.S. dropped leaflets all over North Korean air bases offering a huge reward to any pilot who would defect bringing a MiG with them, and they actually got a couple that way.
Yeah, no, they did. They also got a MiG-25 to land.
Yeah,
same way.
Yeah.
But I think morale is probably higher now in modern Russia than it was back in the USSR days. But it's just incredible to me that they would try that, and they also gave away their air defenses thinking that they're going to come across, and Russia used that air defense information to do a strike with more operations. They killed their own people. They killed their own people.
All right, yeah, Bruce, we're going to have to let you go because your call is breaking up here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost Brian. And so let's go to Bob in Utah. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope
Howdy.
The sweetie's doing well.
Yeah, she's in the other room resting and, you know, slowly but surely getting back to battery.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to talk about Neil Armstrong. You know, he took 122 pictures of the moon landing when he landed.
Something like that,
those?
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Both Neil and Buzz had Hasselblad cameras.
What? What was that?
I said both Neil and Buzz had Hasselblad cameras. Oh, yeah. They're large format cameras. They're very
supposed
good
to be
cameras.
The best cameras in the world.
They certainly were.
Yeah. Well, he took 122 pictures, and anybody can go look at them. They're on the NASA site, and you can just type in Magnificent Moonwalk, and you'll find them. It should be within the first three searches, but you can look at them real close. And Windows provides a program where you can actually blow them up and lighten them up and everything. But the reason I brought this up is it proves absolutely that we didn't go to the moon. There's no...
come on, Bob. We have been over this so many times. You know, I mean, the Apollo landing sites have now all been imaged by other nations' satellites orbiting the moon. And really,
I will donate $200 to RBN to the person or to RBN if you can find a weather balloon in those pictures. There's a weather balloon in those pictures. Kinds of other interesting stuff.
Magnificent desolation. All right, Bob. We're going to say bye-bye to Bob here. Right now the government, the corporate media are very worried about the independent media, and they're trying to find ways to make us look silly and kooky, and they put out this flat earth nonsense, and one of their favorite things is to claim the Apollo moon landings were faked. And, it used to work years ago, but the fact of the matter is that other nations' spacecraft have confirmed the presence of the Apollo landing sites. They've imaged the descent stage of the lunar modules. They can even see the ALSEP experiments and the footprints and even the flags in some cases. And plus, of course, the astronauts on Apollo left at every one of their landing sites this collection of prisms called the Laser Ranging Retroreflector that observatories here on Earth can bounce laser beams off to get a very accurate measurement of distance from the observatory to the Apollo landing site. And as a matter of fact, Mythbusters went and did the laser bounce, confirming the laser reflectors were there. And when I worked at the Table Mountain Observatory, I did that same experiment myself. Okay. And if you look at all the money that was spent, and all the people who were hired, we really did go to the moon. We really did put Surveyor down there and Lunar Orbiter. And, we've landed on Mars with Viking and various other rovers. And all this idea, this claiming that Apollo was fake, it's trying to make the independent media look kooky to discourage people from paying attention to what we're saying about the economy, human-caused global warming, the war in Ukraine, the safety and efficacy of vaccines, and so forth and so on. So anyway, Bob succeeded in wasting a lot of our time today. Anyway, we have open phone lines now, 512-248-8252. And I guess we lost Brian as well there. So, Brian, you might want to call back in. Meanwhile, again, getting just how silly all this gender nonsense is, gender activists are now out there asking anthropologists to refrain from identifying human remains as male or female. Now, you can tell whether somebody was male or female from issues in the skeleton, especially if the female bore children. But now the gender activists are saying, well, look, you can't know how the ancient individual identified themselves, and therefore you shouldn't say whether this is a man or a woman. I'm pretty sure in ancient times men knew who they were and women knew who they were as well. Okay, 512-248-8252. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back. Oh, yeah.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with Veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. Happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns
away. Welcome back to our show. Here we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. First off, thanks to Layla. I mean, that was very kind of her. But the reason I'm calling today is it really seems like the big things are getting... there's big things with what's going on in Ukraine, but I think August is going to be really... Russians are going to go on a huge offensive. And what's going to be the West's false flag in order to get involved? Because it doesn't look like the West is backing down. I mean, you would think now that it's basically over for Ukraine that there'd be some outreach by our... And I'm not going to call it Department of State, because it's not anymore. It's the Department of War. You know, our
yes.
State Department, our diplomatic corps... is now really the War Department, which is really sad, but it's what else can you say? Is there any outreach? No. Do they? All they do is name call, you know, ask for regime change in Russia. I mean, the ridiculous things like that. Now, waving the sword around, now threatening China. I mean, it's Iran, you know, it's the War Department. It's not the State Department. The only people we talk nice to, and we really don't even them because we're always doing veiled threats, are our so-called allies like the Europeans and the Japanese and the Koreans. But you know what happens the minute they get out of line, right? All of a sudden,
yes.
The State Department, so-called slash War Department, starts with the nasty language, the attempted coups and the assassinations. So it really, you know, it really should cut their pay because they're not diplomats. They really, you know, it's a real disgrace to the term diplomats that these people are. But really, I think what, you know, Kissinger said that he expects the war to get really hot in August, and he said something about us having, like, unveiling super weapons or something. I don't know what that means. It's very possible. But I'm sure maybe the Russians have some things up their sleeves also. But it's
I would imagine so.
But when this war starts, you can probably expect, like, roundups of dissidents in this country. So just so, you know, people understand the possibility of what could happen. I mean, you can see, they're gonna, you know, because it's like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Not only do they want to go into this war, it appears that way because there's no effort for any kind of outreach or peace. So what does that mean? You know, it means we're headed for war. And they're going to use this crisis to probably demonize and to continue affiliating Trump supporters with Russians and then probably start trying to round us up, which will start a civil war in this country.
Yeah,
so really,
yeah, you're right.
You know, get your canned food. Hopefully this degenerate empire will collapse of its own accord before things get ugly, like which looks like they're gonna.
Yeah.
I think the tactics to use are passive aggressiveness and devolution, decentralization, because how do you beat a centralized evil power? By decentralization. You know, be independent, really, because they have the surveillance is so thick in everything, and the tracking and the AI. So just start thinking about it. I mean, you know, it's just about what's the proper tactics to use in these events that are coming. And like I said, it's so sad that because this whole thing could be over like flipping a light switch right now if we did have some diplomacy. If our State Department wasn't hijacked by warmongering neocon crazies, and we've always had them in there, but never to the degree of this self-suicidal, you know, masochistic degree where they're just sacrificing the nation because of their craziness. You know, there was always, at least there was a benefit to the country to a lot of the past issues of our War Department, State Department. But now it's really just over-the-top insanity, and we're all going to end up probably suffering for it. So
yes, we are.
You know, I think, as that book, The Guns of August, well, here we go again. And I'll leave it at that. Once again, thank you, Layla. They're very kind. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Pardon me. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to start with Joe in Alaska. Joe, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going through my file cabinets, throwing out stuff, finding fire starter, and I happened to run across the executive analysis of the HARP project that I received in a fax from Senator Ted Stevens back in 95 or 96 or something like that, and I'd be willing to send it to you rather than burn it, but seriously, am I going to believe you or am I going to believe my own lying eyes about that Norway spiral and the one I saw up here in Alaska, identical? And what I wanted to say is Tromso, Norway is where the
okay,
heart
Joe,
is.
Joe, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Okay, I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Alaska, and Joe's talking about various phenomena like the Norway spiral, which turned out to be a malfunctioning rocket that was just spinning out of control, and the exhaust from the engines drew that spiral pattern in the sky. So, Joe, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, you were trying to tell me that HAARP couldn't be used for underground tomography and communicating with submarines. And this executive summary I got states that those are two of the purposes of HAARP.
HAARP's, you know, operates in the VHF band, and the VHF band cannot be used to communicate underground. If you need to communicate underground or to submarines, you have to use these very, very low frequencies, ELF, extreme low frequency, or VLF, very low frequencies. And there are special transmitters. One of them is located on the island of Oahu. that in fact do these underwater, underground communications. But HARP was an attempt to create an imaging radar that would bounce off the ionosphere, and my understanding is they were never able to get it to work.
Well, your understanding is not correct. Do you want me to send you this executive summary or not?
Not really, because if it says it's that HARP was there to communicate with submarines, I already know that that's misinformation. So thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, don't we get most of our parts from China? Especially anything that's made for our equipment, it just seems like if anything goes wrong on any of our equipment, it's going to be shut down because we're going to the war with the very country that creates the parts for our equipment. Because we don't make things like that anymore. And it just seems like a pointless thing. We have better chance to send special forces into the White House and clean out the crooks that stole the election, which nobody went to Biden's rallies. I mean, everything points to the media, and how could the media, all of them be in lockstep and say the same thing, and then they're taking down a nation, which America affects all the other nations of the world. So actually, our media spreads lies. And continuously, why aren't we setting special forces to take them out? How is any of this happening that we, I mean, even Hollywood paints a better picture of what we would do in case our government was run by a kook or a crazy person. They go right in and clean it out. But no, in true life, we just let it happen. I mean, it just seems, what are we doing? Why would we allow this man to create all these laws that's shutting our nation down and turning it into this insanity it's going on? Why wouldn't we just clear it up and put the rightful president in there, which was a businessman, and he was creating business. He was out there working to bring our country back. Why doesn't special forces or our nation plan to get this crook out of the White House and all these idiots that are in there that are burning down people's homes, are tearing down statues, or making all these crazy laws, paying farmers to quit producing food, shutting down our own gas, and then we're selling it, all our gas, to other countries. Why do we allow that to go on? Rather than have our nation be sane and clear that out and put the rightful president in, what we all stood in long lines to vote for, and we know that every time he has a rally, even now, he fills up stadiums. People are outside the stadiums wanting to get in. That's my comment. I'll let you go. Thank you much.
Okay, well, Andrea, it's a good comment, and I think my comment earlier about people identifying as coffee tables and sofas and everything is indicative of a much larger problem in that liberal Democrats have sort of created a fantasy world and moved into it. And they want to drag us all in to live in their fantasy world, except, of course, it doesn't really work all that well. Anyway, let's see, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I identify as an elephant in the room. I just don't know how I got through the door.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes... Sometimes you just go around and say crazy things to people, and maybe they get the idea. There's crazy things been said. My recollection of the Ashley Babbitt video, I just wanted to mention this a second. I thought she was climbing up and going through a broken window when she got shot.
Yes.
Okay. So she wasn't just standing there. She was climbing through a window into a perhaps more restricted area. All right. All right. There's a bunch of videos out there, you know, that say, oh, this was all faked. And I don't know. I'm not going to I'm not going to waste my time on thinking about
it all comes down to, I mean, the whole thing was a setup to try and demonize Trump and Trump supporters. Ashley Babbitt was not armed. She was not presenting a lethal threat to anybody. And that's why the lethal force expert came on out and said that, the shooting was completely unjustified.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, there are some... There are some cases where data is cherry-picked that people are referring to, and we're not getting the complete context. Things like that are happening. there's been some recent examples of that. I think if you were to mention that 11 people died on Italian beaches in a weekend when the weather was 90-plus degrees where I'm at, which is, you know, on the top end of where it is here, the people would not be convinced, and I'm not convinced that that's due to the vaccination. There's no clear connection here. So if we start saying those things, then people say, well, this is nutty. You're turning everything into a vaccine death without the evidence, and they're absolutely correct. And I see an article.
Well, the Italian authorities felt that this was so out of line with the norm. I mean, you know, there's going to be people dying on the beaches. We know that. Tourist areas have to deal with that. But for so many to die so quickly of cardiac issues, it called attention to itself. And you have to say there is some cause for this sudden flurry of deaths. And then you look at all these professional athletes who are keeling over with heart attacks and strokes and blood clots. There's definitely something there. And the fact that it's not really being fully investigated suggests as a cover-up.
Well, the problem that I'm identifying here is the suppositional nature of the attitudes of people. And there was an article on RBN about division. Division of people into groups is very significant. And I see psychologically, we have people that are easy believers into coming to sudden conclusions without enough information. And
okay, well, what do you think these people died of on the Italian beach?
Well, it's very simple, Mike. We need the data to show that. And the data, I don't know if the data's been out there, but...
Yeah, the data is out there. They died of medical emergencies involving the heart.
No, the data on it being spike-related and all of these things, the forensic analysis has not been put out for these people, I believe. But the other point that I'm trying to make here is that people have gone and come up with all kinds of other causes for this COVID disease than SARS-CoV-2. Well, that's okay, but there are now numerous articles showing electron micrographs of particulates from people who had severe COVID in the lungs and et cetera. And I'll be glad to send you those. You could take a little look at a few of them. There's probably many, many more. But it's very clear that there's high resolution here. You can see the spikes coming out of the surface. So I think if you begin to look at this, there's very good correlation between that information, strong information supporting in different levels. Like you're seeing it in the lungs, you're seeing differences in the cells that are infected. I mean, there's all kinds of things that go together when a scientist analyzes this information. And for people to go around and saying, oh, you know, SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist and stuff, I don't believe those people are ones who have also looked at the electron micrographs and have talked this over with scientists.
No, they're part of the people who are out there trying to make the independent media looks silly.
Well, they talk on RBN numerous times, but I have nothing against some people who have misconceptions about one thing and understand other things very well. But we need to understand what our expertise is and what our level of information is that we've looked at. So that's the point I'd like to make, Mike. I thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey. Good day, Michael. Yes. And I want to get to Joe yesterday's call. You know, everything was cool about Joe's a good caller, but, you know, I'm glad he's understanding that we don't need these illegals. But here, Mike, let's talk about this today. Ted Cruz, I don't know if you got to see his video. Did you see the video he put out today, Mike?
No, I did not.
Ted Cruz? Okay, he put a video out today about the cartels and what's going on at the border with the sex trade and the slavery and all that. They're putting him, like, in indentured slavery. And he's a United States senator pointing out to 99 other senators what's going on at the border, and you got these Democrats still allowing this invasion, Mike. Now, Cruz was talking. It's unbelievable what's going on, Mike. The footage alone is mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Also, Mike, CNN, Breitbart, Newsmax, Fox News, and CNN only talked it for about a minute, Mike. Only 1 minute. The rest of the networks had it on for like a 10-minute segment. They were talking about how much the drug cartels have made in 1 year under Biden, or since Biden's been president. How much money do you think they made, Mike?
It's a lot.
$13 billion, according to the experts. According to whoever is doing these statistical numbers. I don't know where they come up with these figures, but all these people are sitting down in a room or somewhere in the Pentagon. Ooh, the drug cartels made $13 billion. Why would major networks talk about that, Mike? Breitbart, Newsmax, CNN, all of them. Every network, even MSLSD is talking about it. How much money's been made at the border since Biden's been president. Illegal, illicit money. $13 billion, Mike. I think that could solve the homelessness in the United States, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, $13 billion could do a great deal of good.
It certainly could. And it could save this country from this annihilation we're facing. Now, Mike, the lady, Andre was her name? What was her name? Andre, the girl they just called in?
Andrea in Oklahoma, yes.
She is fantastic. Great call. Like, again, another woman who's stepping up to the plate. Great call by her. Great call. She's right on the money, just like Layla was on yesterday. You know, the women are bringing out the points now, but Layla's right. We got to get all American and Canadian people involved to save our culture because this is a total wipeout. And by the way, Mike, you heard what happened today in Germany with Putin, right?
Nah, enlighten me.
Well, he cut the spigot. He's cutting the spigot off even more. He's grinding it down. He's slowly turning that spigot off on the fuel flow.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, so Putin is like saying, hey, man, I'm going to show you, and you want to come after me? Well, Mike, they were talking today on a couple of the major networks that we're 10 years behind Russia when it comes to supersonic weaponry. 10 years behind.
Yeah, that's true.
We're 10 years behind them, Mike. And we're going to go to war with Russia, a white country, who, by the way, has the Ural Mountains in the Caucasus region called the Caucasia. That's where the word Caucasian comes from. And we're going to go fight them, the Caucasians. What the hell is going on here? We have been stymied, lied to, cheated to by these dogs. And by the way, Mike, the guy that I was talking about yesterday, I forgot his name, was Louis Meyer from Metro Goldwyn Meyer.
Yeah.
Louis. His name was Louis. That guy was worse than Harvey Weinstein and Epstein.
Yep.
Have you heard about that guy?
Yeah, I know about him, and I know about some of the abuses that were going on. And, you know, there definitely was a lot of that stuff going on in Hollywood.
That's unbelievable. It's still going on to this minute, and it's not going to change, I don't believe, because it's all about the almighty dollar. But, yeah, Mike. Now, getting back to this immigration situation, Matt Gaetz has proposing a bill here in Florida, the state of Florida, okay? Any illegal has to be shipped up to Delaware or Maryland or New York, any blue state, no way. And DeSantis, I believe, will sign the bill once they get it passed in Congress. And that's going to really happen. That's really, especially in the state legislature in Florida. They're not allowing illegal immigration here. No way. And by the way, Mike, I found out that California's in a big drought. But here in Florida, we had 5 inches of rain today in South Florida.
A lot of rain here, and we're supposed to be getting rain for the rest of the week, which the farmers, local farmers, are very, very happy about that. Anyway, listen,
we're
getting to the end of the show here, and I got two more calls I need to get through.
You got
So we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I just wanted to address the woman that called in with all the, how can they do this and everything else like that? You know, they have been dumbing us down and drugging us through the food. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, the FDA, through the drugs. Nothing's natural. And the other thing, too, is men don't have testosterone. I cannot look at a guy that's 24 years old walking down the street with the hip pockets of his pants down around the back of his knees and just strolling along with purple hair. I know you're a pacifist and everything else like that, and you hope that it don't come to it, but you wouldn't be killing a person. You'd be killing a monster. Especially if they're the people that have been in our Congress and our Senate and everything else like that, and in government for all these years. Remember, you don't get to vote for the head of the FDA. You don't get to vote for the head of the CDC. They're all appointments. I think somewhere in the presidential election, they should sit back and say, these are going to be my appointments. Now vote for me or don't vote for me. Plain and simple. Although,
I think that would be a really good idea, is, you know, get an idea of what the whole package is going to be before we vote.
Well, like I said, you know, look at everything. Okay, going all the way back to them putting fluoride in the water back in 1948, because it worked over in Germany because it kept everybody docile. It worked in
yes.
the gulags, everything yep. else like that. They put that in our water, municipal water supply. If you got a well, hey, fantastic, God bless you. And then over time, do you remember the CIA getting busted on putting LSD in the municipal water supply for at least 4 towns? What if they did 100 towns? Now, they said they didn't do it, and then when they got caught, they admitted they did. It was just a test and everything else like that.
Yeah, that's what sparked the LSD craze. You know, all the people who were subjected to the test, they said, hey, this stuff is fun. And, led to that whole generation of dropping acid.
But the thing is did they know it was in their water when they went to take a drink or when they went to wash their hands or take a bath?
Probably not.
No. Yeah, probably not, because the CIA isn't going to come out there and say, hey, what do you think of this? How about... It's just like what's going on today with this vaccine. If they came out 2 years ago and said, hey, we got this vaccine, and if you get it, you're going to have all kinds of bad symptoms, and you're going to die, hopefully, by 2025, because that's our plan to get rid of at least 50% of the population. We'll work on the other people after that. Look at all the new variants. I'll tell you what. I just told a guy earlier today that they're either going to suggest 4 boosters a year and minimum 2. Every 6 months there will be some kind of booster you got to take, and it's the same
crap like the annual flu shot. It's just, just a guaranteed revenue stream.
So, yeah, they're flip-flopping. All the time there's some kind of boogeyman out there that we can't see that they tell us exists, and they're the only boogeyman. So, hey, that's all I want to say. Thanks for taking my call. You have a great day, and say hi to Claire.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. Not much time. I just wanted to say from my own science with COVID, I do believe in viruses, and there is something real out there. And the antibody tests do work. So from my own experience, last year I had a cold. So I went to Walmart, got the antibody test, and it was negative, because we kept hearing they're always positive, this and that. But 2 tests were negative. And then about 3 months ago, I had something like body aches, body chills, fever. And I said, something's up here after about 4 days of that. And I've got 6 antibody tests. There's 2 in each box. And they were all positive for COVID.
Okay.
So that was my own experiment with the antibodies test, and it was a weird virus. It wasn't that hard for me, but it wore down my immune system, and I had a had to have a tooth pulled out because I had a bad root canal. Somehow the COVID really wore down my immune system, so I went right from having COVID, like, rush into the oral surgeon to have a tooth ripped out from an infected root. And then I've had high blood pressure, higher than normal, and I don't know if there's, like, a spike protein in the... I'm over it, but it still feels like there's something... It affected my heart or something, but... Anyway, that's... You know, so I do believe in, there is a virus out there, and you can't test for it, from my experiences with the antibody tests. Pretty accurate.
Okay. Well,
I hope
all your medical problems go away here, because, you know, I know how tiring and wearing down that sort of stuff can be. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that Beto O'Rourke is roaring around Texas and looking like your everyday guy, you know, ordinary clothes, driving a truck, worth $11.9 million. And Epstein donated to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that in. Okay, I just thought I'd tell everybody you need to think locally here, because I'm sure there's something like that going on everywhere. I know Texas is ground zero for every wicked thing in the world, but I just thought I'd say that because we don't have long, and you know, he'll get rid of your guns and proud of it. And he has said that he doesn't support abortion. He supports abortion up to the last day of whatever, and then he may go further than that. You just name it, he'll do it.
Okay.
For enough money, and to he gets from Hollywood, of course, you know, not Texas. Just like Wendy Davis, you know, she got all her money from every other place, but boy, she was the real thing for Texas. Thank God she went with Hillary. I just wanted to throw that in to everybody. Don't forget that you better register to vote, because you do not want Beto O'Rourke for governor of Texas. You really won't have a country after that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of big money coming into Beto's campaign because they want Abbott definitely out of that state house.
I know it. Just thought I'd throw that in. Don't dilly-dally to register to vote, and don't say, well, I'm not going to go vote for president. Just vote against Beto if you live in Texas. You know, it's where Round Rock, I mean, that's where y'all are coming from. So I just had to throw in something called people from all
right,
over the country.
Pat, I got to let you go. The music is playing. The program is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Roger Sales is going to be his guest. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Thanks to everybody who has done so. We'll be back tomorrow. Hump Day. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped.
So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.